16 is where we're going to be this morning. And if you don't have a Bible and can see the screen behind me, go ahead and do that. I'll give us a couple seconds while I'll kind of move this so I'm not bumping into the wood back there. So it says here, James 5:16, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. You see, this passage has a lot to say about prayer and the importance of prayer, but I really want to focus on that first part, the confessing your sins to each other. You know, when my wife and I get in an argument or a disagreement, it doesn't happen all the time, but when it does, it can get a little heated. The most difficult thing about that kind of argument is my wife. No, I'm kidding. someone's sleeping on the couch tonight, they say. But no, I was thinking about this passage, and I was trying to look at it honestly because I don't have a license to preach anything I'm not willing to look at for myself. And I looked inside and realized swallowing pride is one of the hardest things for me to do, to bite the bullet. It feels like a lead weight going down your chest when you're like, honey, I am so sorry I did that wrong, or I responded in a wrong way. I used a tone I shouldn't have used. I was impatient, please forgive me. Those are some of the hardest words to say, but what does the verse promise here? Look there at the middle of the passage. It says, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that what? You may be healed. So God promises there's a relational healing that happens when you admit something you're wrong. And I'll give a little demonstration. So when Hannah and I get into an argument, it feels kind of like there's an emotional wall that goes up between us. There's distance, and you can feel it. It's palpable. It's weighty. But when you confess what you did wrong, it's like you're taking a step to close the gap, and you can be closer. And often, more often than not, that step of confessing your sin is the first step towards bringing that intimacy back into your relationship. And I've seen that from experience. The second passage we're going to look at here this morning is in Matthew chapter 18. So go ahead and turn there. And it's going to be verse 15 is where we're going to start. Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 through 17. It says, if another believer sins against you, post it on your Facebook wall. I'm using the wrong version here. Sorry. If another version sins against you, go and talk about all the details to your friends and family. Wait. Can we get another Bible up here? I think I'm reading the right version. Oh, okay, I'm just reading the wrong verse. It says, if another believer sins against you, go privately and point out the offense. If the other person listens and confesses it, you've won that person back. But if you are unsuccessful, take one or two others with you and go back again, so that everything you say may be confirmed by two or three witnesses. If the person still refuses to listen, take your case to the church. Then if he or she won't accept the church's decision, treat that person as a pagan or a corrupt tax collector. There's wonderful wisdom in this verse, but so often we flip it. And I can give us two ways that we completely flip this verse, and I've been guilty of both of them. And the first is kind of like I was joking about earlier. When it says right here, if another believer sins against you, go privately and point out the offense, what that means is when you're offended with someone, say I'm offended with Gary because he said something bad about my wife, right? I don't need to go tell Sandra about, what a horrible person Gary is, you know, for saying smack, you know. It's just between us. This verse is saying keep the disagreement between the offender and the offended. And what's that second point we notice? It's that little word right after go in the top line. Go privately and point out the defense. This is how I got it wrong a couple weeks back. I was in a group, and there was someone that offended me, and so I turned to that person, and I spoke my mind and said, hey, that wasn't right. Problem. that wasn't privately. We were in a group. Naturally, he's going to be more defensive, right? And I was thinking about why that's so important, that God wants us to go privately when we're offended with someone and just have it between us. Because it gives honor to that person. It gives them a chance to respond. And it keeps the disagreement between you two. So say it's a misunderstanding, right? I talk to Amy about what Gary did. Amy comes back at Gary, hey, what did you do this for? And Gary's like, that's not what I meant when I said it. We created a triangle of nastiness out of a misunderstanding. And God wants to prevent that. There's a third verse we're going to look at this morning, and this is where we'll close on. Turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 5, verses 23 and 24. It says, so, if you are presenting a sacrifice at the altar in the temple, and you suddenly remember that someone has something against you, leave your sacrifice there at the altar. Go and be reconciled to that person. Then come and offer your sacrifice to God. I think the beautiful thing about this passage, God is saying, before I want a dime of your money, I want your heart to be right, not just with me, but I want your relationships to be whole with the people around you. He cares more about the relationships you have with other people than the gift that you bring into God's house. And you might have noticed this morning, but we haven't taken offering yet. That might have been strange to some of you. It's so we can practically obey this verse together. And so I would challenge you, after the invitation, as the plates come forward, and you remember that someone has something against you, I would encourage you to let the plate pass. I know it's Big Giving Sunday, it's the end of the year, but we really want to obey what it says here in the verse. And I'd encourage you to let the plate pass and bring your offering next week. Bring your time next week. And then next week, make sure that you go and make it right with that person. So I'm going to recap. The first thing God wants us to learn from the scriptures is that we need to admit our own sin. Secondly, that if we're offended with someone, we go to them privately. And the third, to do it quickly. Because ladies and gentlemen, I stand here even as a 28-year-old something, and I know there's no guarantee how much time we have left. Let's pray. God, thank you so much for your wonderful word, the words that you've given us to help sharpen our relationships. And forgive me, God, for where I've miserably failed with this, with my wife, with my work, with my community. And I pray, God, that you would challenge us in our hearts with these questions. Who do I need to apologize to today after the service? How have I been dealing with the times that I'm offended? Have I gone to someone privately, or have I talked to someone else about it first? And God, if there is something, some action we need to take to make it right with somebody, whether it's to forgive them or to own up to something we did, God, I pray that we would do that today and not waste a minute, because we don't know how much time we have left. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I'm going to invite the singers up for the invitation.